you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Bra Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato.
Hi.
Hi.
We're super excited today. I fucking love this guy. We met and got close actually at Skankfest this year, and he's become one of my good friends, and I'm excited to have him on. He's fucking hilarious. It's Josh Potter.
What's up? Yeah, we decided it the other day. Did we meet at Skankfest?
We're not sure. We met before. I think we definitely met before.
Right, but I think we hung out. Yeah, at Skankfest.
Yeah, we really hung out, which even then, I wasn't really there.
No, that's the thing I was going to say. I was some celestial being of me was met, but it wasn't necessarily me at the end of the day.
Listen, whatever I did at Skankfest, I didn't do. That's what I always say.
Oh, I did it.
You claim it.
Oh, I did it, yeah.
That's wild because I met Josh at Skankfest too, and I was certain that you guys had known each other forever.
Yeah, that's how it felt. That's why we're friends.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing with comics too, I feel like. You just kind of like all of a sudden you click it. Like Jessica Michelle Singleton, I met her at Skankfest too, and it's like we were best friends.
You know what it is? It's like meeting comics anywhere else where there are non-comics feels like when you go to detention and you make friends with the other detention kids. It's like we don't have to have anything in common, but we know we're all bad kids.
Right.
And also, that's the thing that brings us together.
Skankfest isn't like it's a festival, obviously, but it doesn't feel like one of these festivals that you go to and it's like everyone's nervous and like worried about like agents and shit like
it's
that, you
music
know?
Music festival energy.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a hang.
It's the only festival it's the only comedy festival that's an actual festival and not some weird networking audition.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And everyone's like, oh, I hope I get this fucking sitcom or whatever. I don't know. You know, Montreal is
Everyone's like, I hope I get fucked up tonight. Yeah. That's the only objective at Skankfest.
No one wants to do their sets.
No one. I've never seen a comic want to do their set at Skankfest. It's not about the sets.
Every year I've seen somebody back out of something because they're too fucked up. Every year.
Not these two. Over here and Sarah, we're all...
No, Sarah was storming the stages like it was the Capitol building and she was a racist. It was crazy, dude. You'd be peacefully in the middle of your set and suddenly you'd hear like the door swing open and slam the wall.
She truly came on stage during your biggest set at Skankfest.
Yeah.
It was wild.
I had to kick her off.
She ran up on the stage?
She came
remember
up on
that.
The stage and tried to share the stage with Kim.
And then she was speaking gibberish. I had to kick her off. I had to kick her off my own friend. I had to kick her off my stage.
I was in a green room with her before and we were both on acid and I was just I just was like, I couldn't be happier that I don't have to think about going on stage right now. I'm so happy that I'm in this green room and I'm just hanging
chilling out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that's the best because I got a little nervous doing sets on acid.
That biggest set at Skankfest. Peeking on acid.
Crying. I cried before I went on stage.
Oh my God.
Fully crying.
Did you cry on stage?
No, I stopped right before.
Oh, okay.
I was crying though.
We were truly, it started out by laughing too hard and then it turned to real tears because you were nervous.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Was it like, it's so beautiful, that type of crying?
No,
or was
no,
it like,
I was like, I'm peeking.
Die?
What am I going to do?
I'm peeking. And we kept hearing the audience go fucking nuts for Bobby Kelly, who was on stage right before her. And
killing.
He was killing.
Sober
and
killing.
The idea of us being that high and we were looking at each other going, you have to follow that, was just so funny to us. We couldn't believe it was true.
Like, and Bobby Kelly was like, he's not, I think he's sober. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah, he's sober. So he's like, just on it.
You right.
Like there's
he's
comedians.
Set,
everybody else is
set.
Fucked up yeah. And he's like doing comedy to the point where I'm like, I haven't even heard comedy. Like that's crazy.
You're like, I forgot what comedy is.
It's nuts.
I was definitely like peaking when Sarah went and got her tattoo. And it was like in that like airplane hangar part of the.
So was she.
Yeah.
But like all I could hear, I didn't even know where we were. Someone like guided us back into that part. And I mean, I didn't like have a full sense of where I was in the building. And all I could hear in the background was Robert Kelly talking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is Robert Kelly just following me like through this whole trip of acid? He was in every room I was in. I felt like
the first Skankfest I went to, I got so high that I tried to find the quietest room I could. And I walk into this quiet ass room and Zach Amico was in there. And when I walked in, he looked freaked out. And I looked at him, he goes, too high? And I went, yeah. And he goes, come here. And then I passed out on him. And when I woke up, he was gone. And I woke up, like, must have been an hour later, like, really needed the nap. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up, it was just Gilbert Godfrey in the room.
Whoa.
And I was like, and he was like, hey. And I was like,
is anyone going to use these magazines?
Yeah. He's like, how you doing? And I was like, I'm good. I'm going to go because I feel like you saw me drooling.
That was the awkward Skankfest, dude. That was also the same Skankfest where you kept running into Louis C.K. while you were high off your ass and couldn't think of anything to say besides, hey, Louis, big fan.
I am.
She ran into him twice and said the same thing both times. And she goes, on the third time, she goes, well, it's almost the rule of thirds. I should try to find him and say it again at this point.
Hey, comedy rules, not mine.
Every time you see him now, big fan, you got to say it, even if you're like at dinner with him.
What else can you say to Louis?
I don't know.
It's awkward.
I think you wanted to tell him that you were a comic, but it didn't come out.
No. No.
It was
you,
too
no,
much.
You didn't want to tell him that?
No, I didn't know what to say. Like, I wanted to tell him. I didn't know. I didn't.
You
I
wanted
don't have
to talk to him, but I just wanted nothing to say to him. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Truly nothing.
Which is always the issue when you meet, like, a celebrity. You're like, what? The first interaction, if it doesn't go well, you'll hate the fact that you ever met them to begin with.
There's very few celebrities that I know that I'm like, I know what I'd say. Like Drake. If I talk to Drake, we're going to have to fix that song.
Oh, you know what you want to say to Drake.
There's this Drake song.
You're ready for
this? You have a
Hold
bone
on.
To pick with Drake.
Kim is going to give Drake a correction in one of his songs. Isn't that
what
insane?
What song is that?
There's a song called Mob Ties that he does. And he does this thing where he's in a flow. He's like, da 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 da. And then the last line goes, da 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 da. And I think it would be so much better if it went like this. Da 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 da. And it would change the whole song.
And I hate to say this, but she's right. He really missed an opportunity to drop the mic on that last
beat.
Syllable.
Yes. And it would just change that moment. And I think it would have really butterfly affected his future.
I would have loved to see Drake just go.
Right?
Okay.
I'm like, there's no way of knowing whether that will totally blow your shot with him.
There's
Kim.
A 98% chance that will blow my shot.
But there's a 2% chance that he will be so impressed that a woman spoke to him like that.
There is a 0.5% chance that he'll be like genius and change
That's
the song.
Right, yeah. Or he's like, I need her to help me write the next song. What do you think about this song? And then you're giving him tips about a different one.
Not That's true.
Drake getting funnier because you're his partner.
Oh,
now.
Listen, if you start hearing roast jokes in his raps, just know someone
you know
over here is
pussy. He's in.
Have you ever had
there's a little Puerto Rican ghostwriter on the scene.
Have you ever had like an audience member come up to you after a show and goes, that whole thing you do about that? What if you did this? And you're like, you have to be like, oh, all right. You know, like, what do you say to that person as a reaction?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes it awkward. What am I supposed to be like? This is why you sit in the crowd and watch.
I like to accept it, but passive aggressively. I go, oh, cool. I'll think about that.
I just go, like one of those.
Yeah.
I think if a person has the balls to say that to you to begin with, if they're going to take your I'll think about that, but not passive aggressive.
Right. No, they'll take that as, stupid. Oh, look, I helped her out.
Yeah.
Whatever. I had a girl come up to me after a show once, like this 23-year-old girl at a Soho House show. A little blonde girl come up to me. She goes, I really, in front of all the comics, she goes, I really liked your set. It's just like, I really wish you weren't so dirty.
Ew.
And I went, I really wish you would get the fuck out of my face. And she was like, she was like, wow. And I was like, you're an idiot. Don't speak to me. And I just turned around. And she was like stunned. But yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that even?
It's almost exactly what I just did back to you, except mine was prompted.
How do you even, like, as an audience member, go like, I'm going to tell this person that I just paid to see how to do their job?
What's the craziest thing a fan's ever done to you? Like, what's craziest? Like something uncomfortable? Like,
I had a, it's not like when it's a guy and a girl dynamic, like stalkers are different towards us. Like, I was saying this like about a different stalker incident that just occurred to a friend of ours. I was like, if a woman came up to me and did that, I'd probably regretfully fuck her. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's hilarious. Like, men just accidentally fuck their stalkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're just like, well, this girl really likes me.
They get and then into a minimum 2 month relationship before realizing that she's crazy, and then she's an issue all the way down the line.
Like,
I had a woman DMing me quite a bit, and I thought, oh, this is cool, she's cute or whatever, and the DMs started getting like to the point where they're robbing me of my time. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're getting, they're starting to get really insane.
Do we know what
you're
saying?
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, I mean, like, what am I talking about? But like, so I started getting uncomfortable with it, and then she started like DMing me that like I was giving her messages through my podcast. She's like, I know you were talking to me through my podcast. I was like, I don't even think about you.
The first letter, you know, of, I mean, every word that you said
spelled
out murder.
Yeah, exactly.
And murder. And you know who was murdered? My aunt, who was in love with a husband. So you're in love with me.
And I just straight up told her, I'm like, this makes me very uncomfortable. I can't like encourage our interaction anymore and stuff like that. And I just kind of like blocked her or whatever. But like, the thing that I feel safe with is if I ever saw this woman, and most probably women, I know that if they like attacked me or something, I could just kill them. But you guys don't have that luxury sometimes when they're these big fucking dudes or whatever, I'd imagine. You're taking like jiu-jitsu and shit, so.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I always say about jiu-jitsu. You could definitely still rape me. It'll just take a lot longer.
You'll get a couple more scratches.
Yeah, you'll get a lot more scratches and you're not going to finish, dog.
You're going to be like, a lot more tired when you finally get to fuck me.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be the fight of your life. I'll tell you that. It's weird. It's weird. And it's so funny that this girl is like, you were sending me messages and I thought that you wanted to be together. And you were like, I've never thought of you in my life. Cause dudes in my life will literally send me messages, text messages, and be like, I want to be with you. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, I never said that in my life. And I'm like, no, you literally sent that message to me. You said that out of your mouth to my mouth.
They're like, I think you're just hearing things.
Yeah.
You're
and
crazy.
I'm like, I'll show it to you. And they're like, no, that's not a text.
That's not what I meant.
They're like, that's not me. I'm like, that's you.
That's not a text. No, that's an iMessage, technically. That doesn't count.
I like on TikTok where I always bring up TikTok trends because they crack me up. But the trend of like when a girl catches a guy cheating, she's like, oh, wow, really? So you fucked my neighbor and then you bought her Sprite? And then the guy will be like, it was a Coke. And it's like exactly how I feel like that goes. It's
no,
so,
that's
funny.
So funny.
Yeah, fans are crazy sometimes.
Yeah, that's the, I mean, like, I've had guy fans be weird too, but like, they're more just like socially awkward, I feel like, as opposed to wanting to like wear my skin as a suit. But yeah, that woman was crazy.
I have a weird thing. Well, we both do have a weird thing where the same guys that will post really mean things about us on Reddit will also come up to us and tell us that they worship us.
It's really frustrating.
Which is really bizarre.
It's really frustrating, dude. Because I'm like,
then
how
just
do you
be
really
nice.
Feel? What's happening?
Yeah.
Are you
do they think they're negging you?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. I fully believe that they're either, I don't even think that they're negging, actually, when I think about it.
I think there's an ego to their online persona where they want their profile to seem cool.
They want the other dudes to be impressed with how much they hate women, even though none of them really want to be mean.
I have to, like, check myself in the comments sometimes. Like, when I have, like say I have you on or Sarah on my podcast or something, and then in the comments it's like, something heinous is written. I have to be like, okay, this guy just doesn't. He thinks he's like in
right
the joke. It doesn't mean exactly what it means, but it's like, man, I want to fucking flame those people sometimes, you know?
It's hard not to. The other day I had a guy on Instagram. I posted that bikini picture where I obviously Photoshopped my waist like paper thin. Mm. It was like a bit.
Yeah.
And then some guy commented.
Like, it's like, truly, you look like a monster in this. It's like, it's purposefully not the right dimension.
It's a funhouse mirror.
Yeah, it's like a funhouse mirror.
Yeah.
And then this guy comments on it and he's like, ew, you can still see that she's actually fat with the throw up emoji. And I was like, I click on his page and his last picture is him and a woman and she's bigger than me.
Yeah.
And he's like, love of my life, I don't know what I'd do without her. So I just clicked on it and I sent it to her.
She screenshotted the comment, sent it to his wife and said, your husband is bullying girls online. How do you feel about that?
I said, are you proud that your husband bullies women?
What did she say?
She never wrote back.
No, but she talked to him about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, also, you're probably very clearly hotter than her, and she's like, oh, my God.
If he thinks that about her.
Yeah, like, right.
Well, that was my point. It's like, you should leave this man.
I like how you were like, I'm going to take this relationship down with me.
Wreck his marriage.
I've
had a guy like say horrible things to me, and I've just DM'd his grandmother.
That's a little. I mean, like,
I don't care. You deserve that.
No, that's fine. No, that's good. I'm saying the one to the wife is crazier to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because your grandmother loves you unconditionally. Your wife, not so much.
No, yeah, you shouldn't have a wife. You don't deserve a wife if you're talking to women like that.
I agree.
Actually don't think you need a wife. Maybe you should spend a few years alone and learn why you don't like women, why you need to hate straight women you don't know on the internet.
I never understand these like mongoloid guys on, is that a bad word to say, but these fucking.
Is mongoloid bad?
I said R word two episodes ago.
Is mongoloid like the R word?
It is, I guess, but I don't care.
Okay.
I think it's softer, even though it's just seems like a stronger word.
Is that what they called?
These guys are like Lanny of Mice and Men. They're all like, ooh, and then they like. They fucking comment like things calling the women ugly that they would murder people to sleep with.
Dude, they would fucking rub their balls in fiberglass to even get near us.
They would come before they even penetrated you.
It's crazy.
And they're like, gross. It's like, what kind of person? It's just sad people on the internet.
There's so many. Makes me really sad. I get a lot of mean comments where I click the profile and it's a family man. It's a person with 3 to 5 kids and a wife in the profile picture. I'm like, too much, dude. What kind of double life are you leading that you need to be mean to girls on the internet with your 3 daughters in your profile?
Yeah, any guy who's like, dad, if they're writing like mean shit in the comments section,
it's weird.
That's like, you should, CPS should come over and assess whether or not
something's not right with
you. Yeah, exactly.
Something's not right. You're bullying people on the internet and you're a dad.
It's wild. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It's so weird.
It's so crazy. And like, I've had like a couple weeks ago, I tweeted that I was doing a show somewhere. Come out to the show, blah, blah, blah. This time, this club. This dude tweets me back and says, don't tweet anything else till you make an OnlyFans or something like that.
Oh my God. I'm good.
Whereas OnlyFans are nothing or something like that.
Right.
And I click on his profile and he has his 2 daughters in his hand. Like 3 and 7.
And he's like, why aren't you doing pornography?
Yeah. And I just retweeted it. I just retweeted it and said, I have to look your daughters in the eyes when you tweet these things. Like, and then he changed his profile picture. But I'm like,
so
what?
So that he could keep tweeting those things?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good point. I do want to keep telling girls to make OnlyFans, so I better change my profile picture.
He took a lesson the wrong way.
See,
he
like,
thought I was giving him social media advice.
He could have gone about that one in a completely different way. A little, you know, sugar instead of salt. He could have been like, you know, if you made an OnlyFans, I would gladly
support
pay a king's ransom. Yeah, exactly. Something a little more.
I don't even mind someone replying to that and saying, I'm waiting for the OnlyFans, please.
Yeah, if only you had an OnlyFans.
Yes.
Something like that. But like,
but
the,
not like a shut up broad, where's the naked pics?
Yeah,
it's like, okay.
Unless you got an OnlyFans,
then
you have
quiet.
No value to me.
It's it's literally saying stop with your comedy and go be a porn star. It's really mean.
I'm not even good at sex. I've said it before. I don't do much. Like, I'm just like, don't do much.
Dude, isn't that a thing how you're like, I feel like I could be great if only I had the ambition to try.
Well, I don't care about it.
I'm sure you guys haven't been on very many OnlyFans accounts looking around and stuff like that, but that is some of the fun of the, like, girl you know as a bartender that's an OnlyFans, et cetera, et cetera. You know, like, the girls you know from real life. Some of them are really bad at it.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they'll be like, yeah, they'll do, like, a video where it's, like, them fucking, like, their boyfriend or whatever. And you're watching, and you're like, this totally tore down every illusion that I ever had of this woman. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's how people are when they fuck me. I'm online and I'm like, I'm a thicky. I'm like, I'm a thicky queen, Puerto Rican thick tight.
I want to get figgity fucked.
I
want
to get figgity fucked in this elf outfit. I've got gorilla grip. And then when people come over, I'm like, owie.
But even like, I'm just saying in terms of their like, it's not that they're acting or anything like that, but it's like you could tell when they're on camera, they're not exactly comfortable.
I was just going to say that. I think that the camera plays a massive role in it. It's like, a lot of the people who are making the decision to fuck on camera haven't been on camera a lot in their lives before. And
right.
It definitely influences your performance in that setting, probably more than in any other setting. Like as when I was new to podcasting, I feel like it took me a full year to forget that a camera was around. Like if I was fucking, it would take me 10 years to be a good porn star. I'd be ugly by the time I'm ready for it.
You'd be done and out of there. You'd be in MILF porn.
By the time you got your 10,000 hours, yeah, you're doing MILF porn.
She'd only be 30, but she'd be doing MILF porn. Oh, man.
Just like a picture or something. Like a girl's like, send me a pic or whatever. I feel like I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have like hair and makeup over here for my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I can't just, we're not ready for that.
I get so upset thinking, like, I don't get upset, but there is something so difficult about working so fucking hard. Like, you know, we're like in this industry, we're working hard. We're like really fucking, and people like, you know, it's the same thing for Alex, even though you're not a comedian. We're all like working very hard to make, and we're all in this sort of place right now. We're in this like, purgatory in between success and it's sick. And we're in this weird level to where I this is how I described it to my therapist, that I was working a regular minimum wage 9 to 5. And once I hustled hard enough to stop, then I started making minimum wage in comedy. Like you go back down to the bottom, right? When you make a lot of money at my production company job as an executive assistant. And then I go, ooh, I can quit and do stand up. Then I make, and then it gets cut into I'm back in sharing a living room with three people because I want to do this thing now.
That's
it's
the scariest
sick.
Part about it. It's like, I said that some of the other day, I'm like doing better than I did when I had a real job, but I go, I don't want to go backwards. Ugh. Like, that's my, like, I get chills. You know what I mean?
Dude,
I said that to my therapist the one time.
I say those exact words.
And she's like, well, you know, things will change. You just got to hope they change for the better. I go, well, that's not a helpful thing to say.
Are you arguing with your therapist?
I do. I go, you're not, that wasn't a good, I know that. I was like, that's my point.
Talk back to your therapist?
I do all the time. Yeah. I mean,
how long have you been going?
2 months.
Okay.
I just kind of say things where I'm like, well, yeah, that's what I said. I understand that I'm like
struggling with it.
Yeah. I go, that doesn't mean I'm going to react properly. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You're just repeating what I just said. I go, well, I know I should be doing it. I should think of it this way or that X, Y,
Z. Is this your first therapist?
Yeah.
Okay. I just found my sixth.
I know people change them all the time. And I'm like, well, I feel like you have to go a while, right? To like,
no. No.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
No, I couldn't have.
You really decidedly hated every one of your therapists. She never went back to the same one twice until this one.
Oh, I see.
This one's the one. This one I'll marry.
Oh, that's a problem.
If he's watching, I'm kidding. He watches. It's a joke.
You did say he watches.
When I got my, I picked. You know, I want to have a woman there. I feel like I can just talk to a woman better.
That's what I thought. That was my mistake.
But then I got it. I go, she's not hot enough for me to want to do this, is what I thought in my brain.
Did you?
Yeah. I go, I want a hotter one.
You should have told her about that. That would have hurt her feelings.
Oh, my God. If she ever says anything out of pocket, I will bring up.
Hurting her. Not you hurting your therapist on purpose. Oh, no.
I did. That's why it took me so long to get into therapy, because I was always like thinking of it as a thing I could win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've talked about that before, how like we think that a lot of people who are really smart have the tendency of going into therapy just
to make sure they're right.
Yeah, to confirm,
to justify
their
beliefs or validate
already.
Themselves. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
I don't have that. I mean, there's things I want to work on about myself. And I know it takes like a long, the way she's like, well, you know, it's not overnight kind of thing. And I'm like, I get that. I'm ready to do all the steps or whatever. And so I'm doing the things, and some of it helps a great deal. But like every now and then I'm like, did you just listen to me at all? I just said those words. You know what I mean? Like I'm saying that I understand.
Listen,
that.
I'm seeing red flags with your therapist.
I know you're going to say dump her.
I want to tell you to dump your therapist, but I don't know anything.
What's the red? What other red flags?
My red flag.
Or what is the red flag? Really?
Listen, the only thing I know is I've had.
Do you guys talk about this on the podcast? I'm sorry. If you talk too much about therapy or if I'm talking.
No. We don't really talk about therapy ever. But I've had four therapists before him. I've dumped them all after the first or second session. I think I made it to two with two of them.
Have you ever tried a woman?
Yes, I had all women before. I had the second one was a man that I saw once, but
he wasn't hot enough.
He wasn't. Yeah, same problem.
Same problem.
We have the same problems. But this therapist, the reason I like this therapist, all the other therapists, I felt like I was doing that thing. I'd go in and they'd say things that I already
knew.
You
felt like you were outsmarting them because like they weren't giving you enough.
This therapist is the first one that outsmarts me where I hide things from him and he calls me out. And in my head, I go, I didn't tell him that. And then he looks at me like, and then I just see his degree behind him. And I'm like, yes, that's what I want. I want someone who fucking pulls it out of me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And no, and the other people have just said things and they've been like, that is horrible. And it's like, that's not what I want.
I don't withhold things because I feel like I'm the same. My job is I talk on a podcast and I don't hold anything back there. So why wouldn't I bring it up to this woman, you know what I mean?
Person you're paying to.
Well, sometimes you don't even know you're holding it back. That's the thing. He says things to me that I'm like, and then I like literally he stops me in my tracks a few times and we've only seen each other three or four times.
And you're falling in love with him.
No, I'm not.
No, I just want to fuck him.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But it is very, very interesting that like I have such a big problem with men.
You feel seen by this man.
And the only therapist I do like is a man.
But it's interesting also that like.
But I don't like my mom either. I mean, I like her, but you know.
But there's definitely a thing where he seems to be one of like the first dudes to be like, nah, I'm getting to know you. Even though he's being paid for it, it probably feels good for him to be getting to know you so quickly and so carefully. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You have never dated a guy that's just like asks you about yourself or anything like that? They're all meatballs that just want to like.
I've only had three boyfriends.
Oh, okay.
Like I've dated people that have asked me about myself, but I don't consider anything that's like.
But early on when you're asking, when you don't know each other that well and somebody asks you about yourself,
just standard.
You're not going to go into the same types of deep conversations
with
friends or when you're with a therapist.
Well, I will if I had tequila. If I had tequila, you're knowing it all.
Yeah, but you're doing a PR sort of move here when we're, you want your publicist at the dates.
When you're on your first date, you feel like you're a Kardashian and Kris Jenner's watching over your shoulder.
Yeah.
You're like, I better not tell them what happened in 2009 at the spring bake bikini contest.
Yeah.
You'll save that for later.
Oftentimes I've been told, I'm like, girls are like, you're quieter than I thought you were going to be. Obviously they think, because I'm on a podcast or I'm in comedy that I'm not out there like goofing, or maybe I'm a goof off or something. I don't know. But then I'm like quiet and I just chill and they're like disappointed by that or something. But it's really just because I'm like, we're going to let crazy spill out slowly here. You know what I mean?
Anytime a guy's ever said you're really quiet, it's always been because I don't like them. Anytime I don't like someone, I get so quiet.
That's the other thing too. Yeah. If you notice the conversation is like lacking in some sort of connection, you're like, all right, I'm just going to stop putting effort into it then. Now I feel like I'm interviewing you, you know?
Yeah.
But also I feel like, Kim, you go into things. You're really cautious about telling dudes that you're dating that you're a comic, because like, I think that for anybody, once somebody finds out that you're an entertainer, they just immediately naturally expect you to entertain them, and it puts a lot of pressure on the date.
Yeah.
For comedians.
That's lucky for you that you don't have them knowing that going in.
That's why I try not to, but some of them do.
It's the only time a woman wants to date me. Yeah. Is because they know that.
Yeah, it's different for a guy.
Really interesting. Yeah. I did not think of that.
Me out of context is they're like, is this guy, you know, just, should we take him back to the home or what? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I've never.
You go up to hit on a girl and she goes and runs
exactly.
away.
Who is did someone? Can someone get their thing here? And
oh
take
my
it back?
God,
no,
you're
I've
an idiot.
Never dated a woman out of context before.
Oh, man.
Which wow. is weird.
I never thought of that. And it's probably like that for a lot of male comedians.
I remember when I first started comedy, I would use it as like a pull. Like I thought it was attractive. And now I'm like fully embarrassed of it.
I like need it to like there's
I
women,
won't nut without it.
No, it's not even that. It's like there are women who have like who if I saw them at a bar and I approached them. The look of like what made you think you could talk to me would
yeah.
come across their face, but if I perform and then I talk to them, it's completely different.
It is.
But for I feel like for women sometimes you feel like it is reductive.
Yeah, I think that a lot of times when I when a guy finds out I do stand up, it either becomes the entertaining thing you said, but most of the time it becomes this like competitive feeling.
That's weird.
Like he thinks he's funnier than you. Suddenly.
Yes. It's like, if she can do it, then I can do it. And it's like, you certainly can't do it. And then they get weird about the fact that I'm like, no, you can't. It's like very hard. Actually, not everyone can do it. Mm-hmm. And they don't like that.
It's weird. I feel like it's weird for a guy to not want a girl that he's dating to be better than him at just anything.
I think that's weird too.
It's crazy. Everybody has their thing. Any two people, there's somebody who's better at one thing and somebody who's better at another. And if
just go find your own thing to be good at.
If you're dating somebody who's like, I don't like that you're better than me at that, it's a fucking problem, dude.
Oh my God. I never understand the people who don't. They're like, if like my girlfriend or wife was making more money than me or was successful, I'm like attracted to success. You know what I mean? Like if a girl's just got, she's aimless. Like my one girlfriend was like, she was still in college and I was, you know, slightly out of college, but like she had no goals. It was like, what are you going to do? She's like, I don't know. And she was like a babysitter. And I was like, well, you know, if you're thinking you're just going to latch onto this fucking boat, then you're sorely mistaken.
You got to at least upgrade to nanny.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Stop calling yourself a babysitter and call yourself a nanny.
It's embarrassing.
All right, you guys, let's take a second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors, the marquee sponsor of Skankfest, the sponsor who is great to every show here on Gas Digital Network. It's YoKratom.com. The guys at Yo Kratom are passionate about getting people their Kratom at a reasonable price. They are, in fact, the only place in the entire world where you're going to find yourself a $60 kilo that could be delivered directly to your door. You don't have to go to the gas station. You don't have to go to the weird smoke shop with the weird guy who hits on you when you're trying to buy your Kratom. You could just get that shit delivered directly to your door. What's better than kilos of drugs directly to your door at a low cost of $60? I'll bet you can't name one thing. Anyways, Kratom is something that you probably shouldn't try if you're not already into it. Like, we'll admit that here. But if you like Kratom already, this is the place to get it. YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com. There's no promo code because the deal is $60 a kilo and it's always going to be $60 a kilo. It's been $60 a kilo for years with these guys. They're not going to up and change it on you. You don't have to worry about a thing. YoKratom.com. All right, let's get back to the show.
Have you seen the movie The Babysitters?
No.
No. Oh. The Babysitters Club, I've seen.
Much different movie. This is a, let me tell you. Yeah. This was a club. It's all these high school babysitters that start forming a prostitution ring where they're fucking the dads. And it becomes a huge business.
Sounds like a great business, yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like these high school girls that are like what's the female version of a pimp? A mistress?
Oh, you're madame. Talking madam.
Madam.
Mm-hmm. A madame.
Yeah. I like that.
Wait, isn't it madame?
Madame.
It's madam.
Isn't it Madame?
Well, that's like if I was if addressing
French
you, like,
or something.
I would be like, hello, madame. I would do that. But like the role of female pimp is madam.
All right. Well, fuck you guys, dude. Cut that out. It's the only thing we cut out of the podcast is me being embarrassed about being an idiot.
The madam. Yes.
Madam. That's like when I say Galapagos.
Galapagos. Yeah. No, I can't say proquivities or
I've never even heard that word.
Oh, okay.
Proclivity.
Like sexual
proclivity.
Like, yes. Can't
proclivity.
Say is that how you say it? Did
I
you say it right?
So. Proclivity. I'm not even sure. I'm a little high.
Proclivity.
I say it and I go,
what does it mean?
Like sort of a propensity to be a certain way.
Mm. Okay.
Like it's one of, you know, it's like this guy likes young girls or something like that. You know what I mean?
He has a proclivity for young girls.
That's a polite way
to say a yearning.
A problem.
Yeah. He has a thing for it. It's like saying a thing.
Yeah.
A thing with a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a thing for a proclivity for urine or something like that.
A thing and stop being a douche. That's what I say.
All right.
Not to you personally. I just start being mean. Like, get out.
All right.
I say he's got a thing for young girls.
Yeah, no, sure. Or, you know, blondes or whatever. We could have said anything there.
Anything.
I chose young girls, sorry.
You were like the proclivity of the centrifugality of the Galapagos. And it's like, what are you trying to say? You're like, I want to go out to lunch. It's like, okay.
My father can't say Massachusetts.
Really?
He says Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
English isn't his first language, but Massachusetts isn't an English word.
What's his first language?
Greek.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude, I had a friend's mom growing up who couldn't say, she was from Israel, and she couldn't say hippopotamus. She used to say hippopotamus.
Oh, that's funny.
That's great.
My mom used to confuse chicken and kitchen.
That's cute.
So she was like, make sure you put the kitchen in the freezer.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even clean the chicken.
I love like foreign parents stuff where it's like my dad will say like close the lights, you know what I mean,
instead mm-hmm. of turn close off. The lights. Yes. I've been sharing a joint with a very very Mexican girl one time, and when she was done she was like, can you turn it off. I was like, that's so cute.
It is adorable.
Can you turn it off?
That's cute. I like it.
I was like, turn it off. What?
Well, you're Puerto Rican. Have you dated many races?
Yes. Well, okay. I've only had 3 boyfriends, but I've dated
everyone.
No, not everyone. No. The races that I haven't dated, it's not because I'm not into it. I'm like, there's
what
no race
hookups.
I have never hooked up with an Asian dude, but I think Asian guys are hot.
Okay.
I just, a lot of the times when I meet a hot Asian guy, he has a really hot Asian girlfriend.
Fair.
And that's just that.
I feel like a lot of Asian dudes are dating Latina chicks.
I don't ever feel
maybe that's
like
out here.
That.
Maybe it's just LA.
I feel like in New York, you see a lot of white dudes dating Asian chicks.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
that's everywhere.
Fetishizing of the Asian community and the white community.
Yeah.
What about you as a white lady? How many races?
I was in a relationship with an Indian dude for like 10 years.
Wow.
And then I've hooked up with a couple black guys but never dated one long term. And now I'm in a relationship with a white dude.
No whites for you, eh?
Yeah, my first boyfriend was a white guy.
I would like to try all the colors of the rainbow at some point, but I've only I slept with an Asian woman, slept with a black woman, and dated white women.
Isn't it so funny that
a Latina woman too. Now that I've lived here, I forget that. I think that they're white because they're complexion, but then they're like, no, I'm.
But then they hit you.
Yeah, they're like, no, I'm Mexican or whatever. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you'll find out quick.
Yeah, no, you find out.
You hear it.
Upset.
You hear it on the about the second date.
They get upset.
Yeah. Nay. Yeah, isn't it? It's so crazy. I've never hooked up with an Asian guy. I've never hooked up with an Indian guy.
Never hooked up with an Asian guy either.
What about
Middle
Eastern?
Indian.
No.
No.
Hmm.
No. I did a lot of my fucking in college, and it was a very white town. So that's that.
That's that.
And it was a white or black town. So it was like one of those two.
No in between.
Those were the choices, really. Yeah.
Those were the choices.
Yeah. It was like
very black and white town.
It was each end of the spectrum, truly.
So you were like exotic for those folks.
She was red all over.
Yeah. Yeah. Even I went back for this like school reunion thing. And me and my friend Chanel were taking a picture, and we were like, I guess we were always the only brown ones. It was just a bunch of white people around, but because it's a different time, we never noticed it.
A different time. Then, a different time.
Then when I was in college, like the climate, like the social climate about like race and stuff. I never really noticed like my friend groups like lacking in diversity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then now when I live in LA, so I look at my friend group and it looks like a fucking NBC sitcom. Yeah. It's like we have, on a Wednesday.
Wheelchair dude and everything.
On a Wednesday night in Survivor, the dude in the wheelchair is a black dude with dreads and a wheelchair. Yeah. We got a white, a blind dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got Angie, she's Filipino. We've got a black girl. We've got like a Middle Eastern dude, a Middle Eastern dude, an Indian dude, a Puerto Rican girl, a white girl, a ginger person. That's the third disability in the group.
Somebody with a foreign accent of some kind.
A dude, someone that doesn't even speak the language. But the diversity, and then sometimes someone from my hometown will upload a wedding picture and it'll be like white. And I'm like, whoa, holy shit. I wouldn't have even noticed that if
almost
I didn't live here.
That looks weird though. Like, I mean, sometimes
that's
it looks crazy. Yeah.
You ever see a wedding that's all one race? That is weird.
Like even in the guests?
Yes, that is weird.
Yeah, Mormon weddings.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
If there's ever a person, like if a scorn woman or whatever would write a comment on a lineup, be like, no nice diversity or whatever, I always like to go, I'm handicapped, just to see if they
see what they say. Yeah. They're scared to get canceled.
I'm handicapped. You're
playing chess, they're playing checkers.
I'm sorry that my handicap isn't enough diversity for you.
One time I talked about this guy that I was hooking up with that lost his finger on my podcast.
And then did he say he was disabled?
Yeah, and then he hit me up and he was like, I can't believe you would talk about my disability.
My disability.
This was after him joking around and lying about how he lost his finger and never really telling her how.
Yeah.
Which finger was it?
This one.
The ring finger.
Ooh, that's tough for fingering.
Oh, I thought you meant for why he lost it. It is something to the ring finger being gone. That's weird.
It's weird.
He's always in the shocker.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It is. Maybe he could be like, well, this is, was it to his advantage? Did it work out?
I mean, it was... I don't know. Don't put me in my past sexual traumas.
I'm sorry.
Anyone
clawed your pussy.
What?
He clawed your pussy.
Yeah, he gave me the lobster, as I call it.
Yeah, no, I just thought maybe perhaps it was like one of those things where it's like, turned out a lot better than guys with four fingers.
Yeah, no. It wasn't much different, but you can't call a missing finger a disability.
No, you can't.
It's rude to people with disabilities.
No, you could call a deformed hand a disability if you've had it from birth.
Yes.
You can't call a missing finger that you lost at some point
no,
a disability.
Sorry, you couldn't keep track of your finger.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, you were fixing your lawnmower and lost one somewhere in the blade, but...
Also, don't lie.
You know it was not a cool story by the fact that he wouldn't actually tell you what the story was.
Oh, yeah. He probably got into a fight with his girlfriend and got his ring finger chopped. He was probably married and was cheating and got his
and
fucking
she chopped it off?
Finger chopped off.
I like it's how possible. You go to what you would do to a finger. It's not like
shut up.
Nobody-
Based on where this dude was from, it was possible though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably some sort of like I said, he was fixing the lawnmower and it was probably so dumb. Like he didn't turn it off before he tried to like unclog the blade or whatever.
Stupid boy shit.
I mean, he was probably like my mom almost lost her finger because she was like lowering a ladder. You know how they go like down the thing and she got her finger chopped off. It was the night of the finale of Seinfeld. I don't remember how old I was, but she was standing with her finger in the driveway, and I'm like, am I going to miss Seinfeld now? And she was like, are you kidding me? She like lost her mind. They sewed it back on. She was
truly one of my worst fears is not even being the person, but having to deal with the person whose finger just got chopped off and having to be the person who goes and puts it in an ice
puts
bag
the
and
ice on it.
Stays calm while I drive you to the hospital.
Keeps track of where it is.
Me out.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that business at all.
I can't handle that responsibility.
I hate that.
What if he had like a handicap sticker for his car, though, because he was missing a finger? He's like, yeah, I got my perks. He gets like a check from the government and shit.
Listen, that'd be hotter than you complaining about me bringing it up on the podcast once.
Because yeah. I talk about it in my act a little bit. Like, some people are like, Josh, you are disabled. And then some people are like, you can't say that you live alone, you walk around, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I have no...
Well, it's a spectrum.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, well, it's kind of a... But I don't know, I don't want to be considered handicapped, but then I just like, it gives me an excuse to make jokes about
it. Yeah, it's like you're technically handicapped.
Yeah.
And you're a comic, so you're retarded.
Right, no, that's so true. I am more mentally disabled than I am physically.
Yeah, exactly.
Or mentally deficient, or whatever the proper way to say retarded is these days.
Do you remember at Skankfest when I had security and I kept saying that you were raping me?
Yeah, that was... I'm like, please let this guy be in on the joke. He just beats the shit out of me.
At one point, you were like, can you stop? Can't even see if he's running towards me.
Yeah, I was like, one time he's going to not think this is a joke and he's going to end my life.
Yeah, it was so funny. Sorry.
No, I
don't
care.
That was when we first met, too.
Sorry, but I'll do it again.
I'll do it again. That's like, see you in Vegas, bitch.
Yeah, I never get... I'm like, I go when girls make jokes like that about, like, they're like, this guy's raping me. I'm like, someone's going to think you're for real.
Yeah.
Like that whole context thing we were talking about before.
Yeah, it's like, too bad we can't make a rape joke anymore because they're juicy. No pun intended.
They're what?
Juicy.
Juicy. Yeah, no, they are very juicy.
They're juicy as fuck.
All right, you guys, let's take a second and talk about one of our very favorite sponsors. I'm talking to responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's Yo Delta from the makers of Yo Kratom, another one of our very favorite sponsors here on the network. We have Yo Delta. It's going to allow you to get super duper high legally, which is pretty cool. They've got vapes. They've got gummies. They work. They should be taken responsibly. If you're over the age of 21 and you're living in one of the majority of states where this is legal, you have to head to YoDelta.com to stock up on some Delta 8. And you might be asking yourself, what is Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped across various states and it gets you high. It's kind of like CBD, but if it got you high. It's like they found a loophole. They're like, oh, you guys don't like weed? Well, do you like this little thing that's in weed that also gets you high? Cool. Anyways, at YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you personally that Delta 8 works, and these products are super awesome, guys. I like to hit my vape before bed, personally. Shit fucks you up. You go to dreamland in an instant. It's fantastic. So one last time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta.com. All right, let's get back to the show. I feel like it's a female's right to make rape jokes the way that black people could say the N-word.
You want
to
hear something sad?
Well, also, you can prank me and be like, he's a rapist. Like, you can make jokes like that kind of rape joke for sure.
Yeah.
And I have to be like, I guess, you know, like, what am I supposed to stand around there? I was like, not great at a comedy festival to say that, but, you know.
You know what's really sad is me and Alex were watching TikTok the other day, and I stopped at a video. Oh, it was last night. Mm-hmm. And I stopped at a video of, and I told her, I love these videos. I stop at these all the time, and I'll watch them on YouTube. I love watching videos of people walk in cool cities at night.
Just walking around?
Just because I can't.
That's funny.
I just like love. I love the way that places look at night and like with the lights on.
Through of some city
of a city, yeah. And it was just like kind of dope. And it's like, Oh, that's so cool.
That's so interesting. I mean, I think about it all the time. My male privilege is that I just get in Ubers and just fall asleep. And like, if the driver tried to finger me or whatever, I'd be like, 5 stars. Let's go.
Right. You just wake up and then female driver's jerking you off. It's yeah, like, it should like, be your sick. Dream to yeah, get me yeah, tooed yeah. by a driver.
Yeah, I pass out in Ubers like a fuck. I've had like Uber drivers be like, we're here, boss, you know, and like have to wake me up. It's like if a woman fell asleep in an Uber, that's the most dangerous thing in the
when
world.
I'm
and
in
you can't
Uber,
even like take an Uber to your address. You have to go like, oh, I better put in the address 3 doors down. So
I never do that.
I'm just saying I've heard women do that.
I should start doing that.
It's crazy.
But also you get dropped off 3 doors down. Now you got to walk 3 doors down at 2 a.m. Yeah, it's lose-lose.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Ubers are scary. When I'm in an Uber and it's like over 30 minutes, I'll every 3 or 4 minutes, I'll check the map on my phone to make sure we're still going the right way.
Oh, that's interesting.
You weigh it yourself. That does make
yeah,
sense.
I put my Good. Own address in the map just so I can make sure because I don't know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it'll be really scary. I'll zone out on my phone for like 10 minutes and I'll be like, and I'll look around and I'm like, where are we? And it's like this panicked feeling of like, I should have been watching.
Oh, I don't pay attention at all. Sometimes I'm like, well, we're taking a different route. And then I just look back at my phone
and
again.
You just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
You're like, we're in the woods.
I can't tell you how many, I love, I'm like, oh, I'll get a nap in the Uber. Isn't that wild? Like,
that's...
And I just started thinking about it. Like, I said that to a girl one time and she was like, I'll get raped or something. I was like, wow, yeah, that's true. Good point.
One time I got into this Uber after the Comedy Store. This was years ago. This is one of the scariest things. I got into this Uber and I get in the car and the guy is just off. He's being weird. Like, he's like not talking much and it's fine, but he keeps looking at me in the rear view, like just staring. And I'm like, okay. And then as he's driving, I notice that when he hits the red lights or has to stop too fast, it feels like something like, it literally is like this sound, like.
In the trunk?
In the trunk. No. Like, it's like something like going no. like that. Like against, I can feel it hitting my back. And then and every time he has to hit the brakes and that sound smacks, I see him look at me and I look at him. And so I stop looking when I feel it because I don't want him to know that I'm noticing it. Mm-hmm. I want him to think I'm just on my phone. And at one point I'm looking in my phone and it's happening so often. The traffic's so bad and the thump is so, and it is quite literally, I can't imagine it being anything else besides a body, the way it sounds. It sounds like a thick thing and then one loose thing that keeps going like that. You know what I mean? Like thing with a flappy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's smacking and it's going back. And you know, you can sort of tell it's like going like about this much.
God.
And the fourth or fifth time it happens, he looks up at me and goes, it kind of sounds like there's a body back there,
oh,
huh?
No. God.
I swear.
No.
And I look up and I went, huh? Oh, yeah, I don't know. I guess. No. Fully thinking this the whole time. And then he says nothing else and drops me off at home.
No.
White guy?
Yes.
I am racist towards Uber drivers now that are white. If it's a white guy named Ralph, I'm like, cancel.
Do you think he had a body?
I don't know. I mean,
why would he say that?
It was probably a very autistic way to like disarm
you. We were probably both thinking the same thing, even though it wasn't
He's
a body.
He's like, oh God, yeah. This woman's going to think it's a body in my trunk. And you're like, sounds like a body, huh? Oh, fuck. I probably made that worse. You know, like one of those.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I didn't and this is another detail. Before he made the body thing, about the second time I heard him, I noticed that he was trying not to hit the brakes anymore. Like he was driving. So the red lights, mm-hmm. he was like trying to hit them so he can roll through and make them green. I swear.
No, I don't
I
like
swear.
It.
I swear. This guy must have just killed someone and had them in his trunk.
Oh my God. But then he just like was like, well, I better pick up a $18 Uber fare here and send this one home.
It's a good alibi. I was driving all night.
Yeah. And then also like, to kind of, it seems like you, like that's the type of person who would be already kind of flaunting it in front of somebody. So why not just kind of say, put it out there verbally too.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
And maybe he liked that I was scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
It could have been a dark thing. I wonder how many serial killers we've met in our lives that we don't know.
Or he's like, I got to cover the cost of this. I got to drive all the way out to the woods and throw this thing in there. It's going to, I better get some Ubers in before I go out there.
He was on the way to the woods.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I was heading to the canyon anyway.
Yeah, like, okay.
This is great.
You know, like, why do you have a cement bag in here?
I just can't. I mean, obviously very much minimal compared to those things. The conversation that some of these people have just drains me. Like, just takes the energy from my body, robs it from me.
I don't have that much of a problem with that because I shut that down quick.
I try to. I go, uh-huh, ha-ha. Like, I do things. I'm not engaging.
No.
Have you ever had a person just talk at you?
On the way to the airport for this trip, I had this female, like, Muslim Uber driver, and she was driving a Tesla, and she was going about 35 miles an hour on the highway at 5 a.m. where nobody was on the highway. But she kept me entertained the entire time with a very personal story about how she recently found the courage to leave her husband of 30 years. And this is like her new endeavor, is driving the Uber. And she was so cute. I was like, she was the worst driver ever. But I was like trying to be, I was like,
You're so sweet. I would have been like, shut it up, bitch, and take me to my plane. No, I'm just kidding.
Your religious independence or your independence despite your religion and your culture is remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it, lady.
Great. Great. It's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, it was wild how personal she got. I was like, I wonder if she does this with everybody or if I just gave her that open vibe. Like, is that going to be her thing where she's trying to pawn off, like, complaining about her husband to clients?
I've had a horrible Uber. I had an Uber driver pick me up 5 a.m. like that. Loud house music.
Well, he probably thought it was like you were going home situation, or does
no,
he...
no, 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 it's two of the airport bags on the way to LAX.
He didn't transition his Uber from night mode to day mode yet.
Right, right. He forgot that it was the next day. He thought it was Miami.
Yeah,
He was like, it's 7 a.m. Right, we're going to the club.
I was in Portland and I had an elderly man pick me up, and I had to go to the airport. I was a bit of a rush, and he was in the slow lane. And he's like, yeah, I drove a guy who was an ex-police officer, and he's just rambling about this story. I've given this guy no inkling that I want to speak to him.
The old ones are the worst.
And I'll just stare out the window and pretend I'm not listening to them. But
you're like, I'm blind and deaf.
Yeah, I try to. And sometimes, like, now with the masks, it's cool because it covers up, like, most of your face or whatever. Sometimes I just, like, I'm like, I'll just put on, I go, no, yes. Like, I'll just say an accent. Like, that's nebulous. It's just... just so they think that I don't speak English in that moment.
Yeah. When I get in the cars, they'll go, Kimberly? And I go, yes. And they go, hi, how are you? I go, I'm great, thanks. I never say, how are you? And nope. I know it's rude, but it is the opening to a conversation I don't want to have. It's like the Uber's already so expensive. The thought of me not being able to relax while paying double what I should to be taking a ride irks me.
I put on the quiet mode, you know, it's just like quiet preferred.
I didn't know I had that.
Well, it does, but I had a woman go, oh, it says quiet mode here, but I don't do that. And I go, what?
No, if you're going to talk, pretend you didn't see the quiet mode thing. Jesus.
Oh, right? I would have tipped her just for that. I like
but
that. She,
no, but here's the thing. It would be wonderful if they were interesting or captivating, right?
No.
The people that want to talk to you aren't. Yours was kind of the way that... That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
It was unique at least. But yeah. The rest of them are just Uber drivers with nothing interesting about their lives.
No, and they're rambling about this or that.
And it makes you feel bad sometimes too.
No, it makes me feel just,
no.
I just go like, this person is taking from my energy right now.
By
telling me about the encounter they had at a grocery store.
I had an Uber driver pick me up in downtown last week, and I just left the a weed brunch where I got wildly high.
Yeah, like higher than I weed brunch.
Yeah, that's weed brunch from hell.
Yeah.
I got wildly high. I felt like I was drugged and it escaped.
You canceled the podcast that day. We were supposed to record.
I escaped. Yeah. I escaped a trafficking. I felt like, and I fucking, and my Uber is out front and I'm, and she's calling me over and over again. I pick up the phone. This is what she goes. Oh my God. Hey, hi, where are you? Because this is insane. I've never driven in downtown before. Where are you? And I'm like, my mind's moving so slow. And I go, I'm right outside the location I called. And they go, she goes, I'm right by the 7-Eleven. And I remember the 7-Eleven was rich just right on the corner. Mm-hmm. Like 20 seconds away. And I go, okay, I'll be right there. And she goes, wait, no, I'm driving up. I'm actually in front of the Frugal Sea. And I go, just stay in front of the 7-Eleven. I have no idea what you're saying or what that is. And she's like, no, it's right in front of the 7-Eleven. You know what? I'll go to this next spot. And I go, don't move.
Yeah.
And I had to like be mean a little. And then I get in the car and this bitch, we're driving and she gets kind of quiet and she seems annoying. She goes, where are we going to Los Angeles? And I was like, yeah. And
we're,
she was
all in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Later.
I was like, yeah. And she was like, I mean, I guess it's fine. I just have to pick up my friend's daughter at 3. And my friend called me today and she asked me to pick up her daughter. She has no one to pick up her daughter because she's been drinking. So I said, I'll pick her up. You don't move. And it's just like kind of crazy because it's a little early for her to be drinking, not pick up her daughter. And I was like, oh.
They love putting their shit on you.
Why?
I don't. No, that's what I'm saying. Uber needs to like start being a little stricter about who they allow to drive.
No freaks allowed.
Or just like have a training
new
session.
New Uber rule.
How
no
about, like,
freaks allowed.
Orientation or something where it's like, if you feel the need to divulge inane thoughts that you have, don't do that. Like a little like decorum. Like if you were working in a restaurant and you did that, they would pull you aside and they would be like, stop telling the customers.
Yeah, if the waiter showed you pictures of their granddaughter, like,
yeah,
it's too much.
Stop volunteering information.
Please, nobody needs to know that you and your boyfriend broke up.
Oh, my God. I have this, like, at my apartment all the time where, like, the Uber will just park, like, 5 houses down, and I'm standing in the middle of the road like, yo, hey, and they'll just be looking at me, and then I'll be like, oh, I guess I'm walking up to the Uber, which I don't mind, but it's like, you see me here.
You're in a car, motherfucker.
You're in a car. How about you pull up? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same with like Uber Eats. I'm like, hey, whatever, you know, and they're like all the way at the corner. I'm like, I guess I'm going. I could have just walked to the restaurant at this point, probably.
And Uber's gotten worse. When Uber first came out, it was cheap. You could fucking share rides. You could split rides. You could do all this cool shit.
I think you can still do that.
No, you don't. There's no pool anymore.
Not, well, there's no, thank God for that. That was,
yeah,
like,
that was a,
you might as well take a city bus. I mean,
honestly, pool, they started really taking advantage of you with that one.
Yeah, that's a circus.
And
I
that's
took
something
that,
that they started and made it really cool. Like at first it was like you and one other person going towards the same destination at the same time, splitting the ride 50-50, which is fine by me. I love to support the earth, and if we can all save a few bucks, I'll sit in a car with you.
Right.
But then these fuckers, at one point we're picking up 3-4, filling up the car. It looked like a clown car.
That's
when we got
right.
out of that bitch.
I don't want to be rubbing elbows with a stranger.
No.
I had a guy bring in a
There should
speaker.
Be one seat in between us. Pick up one other person and mm-hmm. take us both to a close destination. I have headphones in. They have headphones in.
If you absolutely need a third, put him in the front.
Put him in the front.
Yeah.
There was once where there was a fourth.
I had all three.
You had
the only time I ever
a full pool.
And I was the first one to get picked up and the last one to get dropped off.
It's always that way. It's always that way, and it's always when you're late for your flight.
And a guy had a Bluetooth speaker. And no. he was, it was, no. what's that, that's Post fucked. Malone, where it's like, I've been volcanoes and popping, and he's like singing it and shit.
I'm
and
we're like a rock star.
Yeah, he's like singing it out the window as if no one else is in the car. It was wild.
And those people you can't say anything to because they truly, you can tell they have nothing to lose.
Well, this guy was legit like jacked and like had tattoos.
Yeah,
and shit,
if you have
so
a Bluetooth
like,
speaker out loud, you're working out in the sun a lot.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
I hate to say this, but I also kind of believe that an Uber driver should not be blasting their own music when you get in the car.
Nope.
I don't even want to hear their music at all. I want you to maybe give me the option to play my own music.
It is
well,
nice
that's
when
what
they
I was
going
to say. They took,
never...
they took that away, too. They used to always have an aux cord, and it used to always be like, put on your own music.
Some still.
That's not even an option anymore.
Well, some still do, but like I've gotten into a couple Ubers where they go, any music preference? I go, I don't even want to interact with you.
I truly don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Way- open the conversation with an option for
Give
me.
Give me a guy with a name that I can't pronounce who's not doesn't even speak English.
The ethnic music, though.
I don't care if they
I
they can
care.
Play like
no.
Lamba Dumba Dumba Dumba.
Don't
like
care.
Whatever they want.
I put my headphones in.
I can't with pop music. I can't with ethnic music. I cannot with any music that I didn't pick in a car ride that I am paying for.
But do you not wear your headphones?
Not really, and even when I do, it's like kind of difficult to drown out some
True.
Heavy beat behind me.
Sometimes
like,
if it's like a Middle Eastern guy, I get kind of excited because then you have like that fucking like techno where it's like and I'm
hey,
like,
sometimes those hit.
Exactly. So sometimes I'm
those
high enough and I'm just like, what's this
hit.
Shit? I'm sound hounding it all of a sudden, you know?
Dude, like, sometimes those songs, every once in a while, you'll get one where you go like, oh,
yeah,
I want to be at this
like,
party.
It sounds like Desert Rose by Sting or whatever. And you're like, damn, all right, let's go.
Yes.
No, that's not bad. I don't, the music thing though, when they ask you, I go, whatever makes you drive me there quicker is what I say to them or something
your
like that.
Your passive aggressive answer.
Yep. I go, whatever gets us there.
We're the same person because I go, I'm like, I don't mind.
Same
or, you know what I do sometimes? I'll just text Sarah and say, hey, can you call me? And if they're playing bad music, I'll go, I'm sorry, I have to take this call and make them turn down the music, then cut off this call with Sarah.
That's funny.
Shortly and hope that they don't turn it back
on.
Oh,
no,
right?
Like,
it's probably 50-50. It's good.
I had a guy, oh my God, when I was going to do Sarah's podcast, it like drained me on my way there.
Ugh,
he goes,
he
you mind
jerked
if I,
him off.
He goes, you mind if I play talk radio? Which I love talk radio. So I was kind of like, oh, this is cool. I'm down for that. So I'm just sitting there thinking, oh, cool, I'll listen to this. And I didn't actually put my headphones in. But then he starts giving me his commentary on their thoughts. So it'll be like, boy, do I miss Trump, you know, stuff like that. And you're like, I'm doing the, and it's like the hackiest conversation. It's like, what am I reading fucking Twitter right now? Like, I'm listening to the most hacky fucking takes I've ever heard from this guy.
This is what I hate as a woman. Getting in an Uber at night. And it's a dude that's driving or a girl that's driving and her boyfriend in the passenger seat.
They're not allowed to do that. That's,
they
you should
do that.
Report that. I know.
I've
that's,
never seen that.
I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Setup?
Yeah, that's like, that's a Lyft thing, I feel like. What's the, like, that's like a Spirit of Uber or whatever, yeah. Whatever
it's
that
the
other
Tubi
one is.
Of
yeah,
Ubers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen at LAX? They have that sign. They're like, and then this one, you're like, who's using this shit?
Yeah.
Nobody's fucking using that.
It's the guy with the whiteboard.
No, there's the a airport? Fucking, like when you go to the Uber section, it's like Uber, Lyft, and then it has like another one that I've never heard. It must be European or
Via
something.
Or some shit. Mm.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. You're like, people are you, that must be like the Frontier Airlines of Uber, technically.
Man. Well, fucking, I think we fucking did it. This is one of our longer pods.
We did it
in
a
while.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
hell
we did great.
Yeah.
I love when we reach an hour, dude. Yeah. Potter, you were so fun. We didn't want to stop.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm
I
glad
love
to
talking
be here.
Shit about Uber drivers.
Oh, yeah. I could do it all day.
Crazy fans.
I don't drive, so I have to Uber everywhere. So it's
so
like,
you have a lot of Uber experience.
Got a lot of Uber experience.
Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram. I'm at Josh_Potter. Twitter is at J_Potter. And the Josh Potter Show comes out every Tuesday everywhere. You know, YouTube, iTunes, the whole thing.
If you haven't checked out the Josh Potter Show, make sure you go do that, you guys. He's fucking hilarious. He has a huge following. He's very humble. People love his podcast. It's really incredible.
It's fun.
Check it out. Support it. He's one of our good friends. Alex, what about you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. Also, check out Stick and Portly. Watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks, only on GasDigitalNetwork.com/live. And if you head to GasDigitalNetwork.com, you could use promo code TOPIX, TOPIX, for a 7-day free trial with access to every episode of our show.
Mm-hmm.
And every other show on the network on demand, bonus content, live chats, and more of like everything. You got everything. You got thousands of hours of content, actually. Also, head to iTunes and YouTube for free episodes of our show every Monday. Subscribe, leave a review, help us out. Head to podcastmerch.com,
mm-hmm.
where you could catch t-shirts, hoodies, all sorts of broad topics, shit, and... As always, thank you for listening. Kim?
Hell yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. I will be doing a giveaway for a pair of Skankfest tickets. Very, very excited. So make sure you tune in. Show to follow. If you have Amazon Prime, sub to the stream. And we will be doing that in the next few weeks. I'm very excited. Also, as far as shows go, I will be... Shit. In Oxnard at LMU on May 3rd. I will be in Huntington Beach May 13th. And May 27th and 28th, I will be in Houston, Texas at The Riot. Please come check that out, The Riot Comedy Show. And if you check my Instagram at Kim Congdon, I have the link for that show. So come check out, come support. It's my first time in Houston headlining, so I really want to pack out that room. So if you know anybody, send them on over. And thank you for supporting the show. And... we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.